You can always be part of the debate by joining us on Facebook page DW Africa. I can already see your camera. You are talking about the death penalty in Nigeria. We welcome you on board as well, Sana Saho. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to know what you think about the topics that we are covering. We begin right away in Africa, of course. Authorities in Ivory Coast are investigating a suspected case of coronavirus in a female student who arrived from China. The student is the first person to be tested for the virus on the continent. The virus has killed at least 80 people in the mainland Chinese city of Wuhan.
And that's why countries in Africa like Nigeria and Kenya, whose national carrier operates non-stop flights from the capital Nairobi to Guangzhou, that's China, they have shored up surveillance and screening at airports of incoming travelers from particularly China. Michael T. has more.
In Ivory Coast, a suspected case is still under investigation of a student who traveled back home from Beijing to the Félix Houphouët-Boigny International Airport in Abidjan on Saturday and was coughing, sneezing, and experienced difficulty breathing. Joseph Bonnier-Bivreau, the Director General of the National Institute for Hygiene in Ivory Coast, told DW the measures they have put in place.
As regards surveillance at the borders, we have systematically activated that by setting up cameras and screen checking for all incoming passengers. So we check their body temperatures. We have transferred the suspected case to an isolation ward and tests have been carried out. And we hope that by Wednesday, we will have the results.
In the meantime, health officials are scrambling to prevent the Wuhan coronavirus potential spread, acquiring diagnostic kits that can effectively detect the virus. At a press briefing, the director of the Africa Center for Disease Control, Dr. John Nkengasong, said the challenges still remain with acquiring these kits.
This virus was just identified last month. And science has made remarkable progress that diagnostic kits that are available, but they are not commercially available worldwide. So that is why the Africa CDC, WHO and others are working very closely with the manufacturers and other parties, including the China CDC, to make those diagnostic kits available on the continent as quickly as possible. Now, it is very possible that we have cases that are going on the continent that have not been recognized. We have to admit that we cannot suddenly be so fortunate that so far we don't have cases in Africa, but we have it all over the world.
Several African governments have issued statements for nationals abroad and at home to raise awareness about the coronavirus, including Nigeria, Kenya,